The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome to the International Mastermind Blog Talk Radio Show, where we will go through the details of the acclaimed book written by Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. I'm just really, really excited for the show. My name is Galen Bingham, the leadership strategist, and I will be your key navigator in today's show as we go through Chapter 9, The Power of Mastermind, The Driving Force, and this is also the ninth step to riches. Later in the show, we will have a conversation with business leader and entrepreneur Gail Seal. And based on her long experience with Think and Grow Rich, she will be able to give us the good, the bad, and the ugly of masterminding. So I am really, really excited about this conversation, and you should be too. If you want to join the conversation, you can do so by dialing 661-554-9219 and then hitting 1 on your phone, and you will be added to the conversation. You'll be able to ask questions of Ms. Seal or any of the co-hosts regarding this amazing book. Helping me to guide this ship and engage our guests are a couple of amazing co-hosts that I absolutely enjoy speaking with every week. And as I introduce each of them, I'm going to ask them to not only share their contact information, but also share key inspirations or ahas that they've gotten from this chapter or the Think and Grow Rich book in general. So first up is our fearless leader, the founder of the International Mastermind Association and the 2019 recipient of the Les Brown Motivator Award, none other than Ms. Ann McNeil. Ann, how are you doing today?
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Awesome. I am excited, Galen, to be with one of my long-term masterminders, Gail Say, started out with me in this journey many years after my 1979 experience. So I'm very excited today to be on this show with her because I think we're going to really share with the audience some powerful information about, really, like you said, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so we don't get a chance to talk about that very often from the book Think and Grow Rich. And what does it really look like? So you asked me to share a little bit about myself. And as the founder of the National Association of Black Women in Construction and the founder of International Mastermind Association and MCO Construction and MCO Consulting, But the company that I am most excited about is Constructively Speaking, where I help executive and entrepreneurial women in particular get greater clarity in their highest income producing areas of their business and their life. Now, you also asked me to give you my aha moment from the chapter on the mastermind. And for those individuals who may be listening to this for the very first time, what is a mastermind group? And simply, a mastermind group is a small group of individuals, and the number will vary, you know, from, it can go from 2 to 50, if you will. But it is a small group of individuals of like mind and like spirit who come together on a regular basis to hold each other accountable for an economic benefit. That is, in a nutshell, what a mastermind group is. And the International Mastermind Association is an association of masterminders. Now, Gayla, my aha moment from the book this week in the chapter on the mastermind principle comes from page 184. At the very bottom, it says the brain functions like a group of batteries, basically. And this would account for the fact that some brains are more efficient than others and lead to this significant statement. And the statement is this: a group of brains coordinated or connected in a spirit of harmony will provide more thought energy. Let me say that again. This is what a mastermind group is. A group of brains that are coordinated, now we got to be coordinated, in a spirit of harmony will provide more thought energy than a single brain, just as a group of electric batteries will provide more energy than a single battery. So that really was my aha moment as I reread that in preparation for the show. I realized the power that we have as a group of masterminders. So before the show started, Galen, we talked, well, I was really doing a lot of talking about, I hear some people laughing who know me well. Okay, hold that thought. Galen, before we started this show, we talked about how Gail, myself, and a few other friends came together as our first mastermind group. From that one group, many groups were formed. From those many groups, the International Mastermind Association for Think and Grow Rich was formed. And I like to attend that to a group of batteries. When we first started, each one of us were a single battery. But when we formed that first group of mastermind women, we changed the name a lot of times, but we became a group of batteries with a lot of power. But then we started other mastermind groups, group of batteries, that created a lot of power. And that power right now is still going on because we're on this show. And this show and the International Mastermind Association came from that one set of batteries. So that was my aha moment in my reading this week, Galen. Back to you.
Well, absolutely. Well, thank you. And I you know, I'm really, really impressed and can't wait to hear more from Ms. Say. To just think about the, you know, International Mastermind growing from a small group of people sitting around with a crazy idea to what it is today. You are definitely impacting the world. So our next co-host is Ms. Ursula Odom, who is the owner and founder of Sula 2 Publishing, and quite honestly, she does a lot of other things too. So Ursula, welcome to the show, and tell the audience a little bit about yourself and how they can get a hold of you if they would love some of your inspiration.
Thank you, and good morning to everyone. I am Ursula Odom, the CEO of Sula 2, and we make old new in everything we do. In that, we will capture, preserve, and present legacy information in any form possible. We take you from where you are to your audience as a book, as a documentary, as a legacy wall, as a live performance. you get the story out. That's the important thing. Have people understand who you are and what you do and why that we have the benefit of you being on this earth. So that's what we do, and I enjoy every minute of it. My aha moment came from page 188, and it says, understanding that you yourself can control where you will be in this dream of life is the stupendous importance to the person who is following this book with the object of accumulating a fortune. For such understanding leads to the recognition that anybody can wish for riches, and most people do. But only a few know that a definite plan plus a burning desire for wealth are the only dependable means of accumulating wealth. And for what that means to me, especially this week, I decided that, okay, I know certain things work, but now I need to really track and do what works, because that is a part of a definite plan. And I, from a previous life, I knew that if you made 8 calls, you would get 5 appointments. You would actually sit down and talk to 3 people, and one person would probably even follow you to wherever you're going. So there are systems to whatever it is you do. And so I'm looking to find out and acknowledge what my system is, what my track record is. And so I thought about this. I said, okay, one thing I can do, because we're pretty busy right now, but I still want to keep the pipeline open, is send out 1 email a week. Well, that's 52 emails a year. So if, as in the past, people respond to those emails because I don't send them out that often, usually because they've been wanting to call me to tell me that they want to get that book started, or they're thinking about writing a book, or want to know more about how to write a book, or want to engage me as Mary McLeod Bethune. One of the things that I do, that email reminds them to call me or to contact me and make it easy for them to do so. So 1 contact, new contact, business contact per week. That's 52. Now, would I enjoy having 52 clients per year, new clients per year? I think I would. But then the question comes up is, am I positioned, or is the company positioned to have 52 new clients per year, 1 per week? Well, if not, then should be, because the systems need to be in place in order to handle that growth. But getting to that point, I also realized that, okay, so if a company, if I or whoever is ramping up, then tracking the numbers, if you're going to do 1 per month, that's 12 clients per month. That may not be enough. Or 1 every 2 weeks, that's 26. So the point is, whatever I decide to do, and in this case I've decided 1 per week, 1 email per week, and follow up to make it happen, that's 52 new clients per year. That sounds pretty good to me. And that means that I am in control, according to page 188, understanding that you yourself can control where you will be in this stream of life. Okay? That's my aha moment.
Boy, that's quite the aha, boy, and it sounds so simple when you just spell it out like that. And we try to make this life and the success thing so complicated when in actuality it's really simple. That doesn't mean that it's easy, but it's really simple, so thank you for that. And my name is Galen Bingham. I am the leadership strategist. I help consumer goods executives achieve their most important goals by partnering with their largest food service customers. In fact, I've spent 30 years showing high performers at companies like Coca-Cola how to deliver value with their customers, with key customers like the McDonald's company. If you have any partnership or coaching needs in the consumer goods industry, go to www.galenbingham.com or give me a call. at 314-884-0653. Or if you just want some leadership or personal excellence inspiration, you can subscribe to my free podcast at the Leadership Toolbox on your favorite podcast platform. And my key aha came on page 185, and this is where Hill talks about how Henry Ford was the most or one of the most or best informed leaders in the business and industrial world at his time. He didn't say that he was the smartest leader or the most inventive leader, but he was able to build relationships with brilliant people and call on them when he was faced with a problem that needed their expertise. So rather than trying to go it alone and trying to lean on his own expertise or his own intellect, he developed relationships with everyone who were masters in their field, and he had such a great relationship that he could call on them, whether it was Andrew Carnegie, whether it was Thomas Edison, whether it was George Washington Carver, you know, whoever he needed insight from in order to solve his problems, he had that relationship, and he had the mastermind group that he could call on in order to give him that insight. And that just reminds me of a program that I'm currently a part of. It was actually started almost 3 years ago where I was part of a social media platform and just connected with a group of people, and we all had a consistent passion for helping executives, helping people be better. And over the last year, we have created an organization, an event that is actually going to be absolutely amazing and groundbreaking. It's called the Genius Forum, and it really came out of us talking, melding our expertise, leveraging each other as a mastermind, and sharing ideas. At this point, we have no idea who contributed what piece of the Genius Forum. We just know that we are all in this together, and it's going to be absolutely amazing. So if you hear my voice, either live or on replay, I'm going to ask you to go to www.thegeniusforum.com, and you can buy tickets to attend our first scheduled event that's scheduled for November 14th in Sterling, Virginia, at the Cascades Overlook Event Center. You're going to hear 14 speakers who are at the top of their industry in business, in innovation. They're going to be able to share with you what's next, what's best coming in business, and then you're going to have an opportunity as a participant to innovate yourself. So it's going to be absolutely groundbreaking. So that's my example of the benefits of a mastermind, and I can't wait to get into this more with our guest, Gail Say. Now, we'd like to hear a message about the 13 steps of the Think and Grow Rich success process. And then also you're going to hear a very brief commercial. But as soon as we return, we will hear from our guest and someone who has a long history with Think and Grow Rich and the International Mastermind, Ms. Gail Say.
Number one is desire. Napoleon Hill said that everything starts with a burning desire, a compelling reason for doing what it is we do. Step two is faith, having belief in our ability to attain that which we desire. Step three is what we call auto-suggestion. Auto-suggestion simply means being very intentional about the things that we are pouring into our thoughts, into our brains, and into our consciousness. Our brains, our minds, will receive everything automatically. But we have to work extra hard to make sure that the positive things are what we are feeding ourselves, because those positive thoughts are going to turn into positive actions. Step number four is specialized knowledge. No one person knows everything, even about whatever their particular area of expertise might be. And the value of the mastermind principle is using the specialized knowledge of other people. Step number 5 is imagination, the workshop of the mind. Everything starts with our imagination and our thoughts, the burning desire to transform those thoughts into our reality. In order to do that, we have to take a look at step 6, which is organized planning. That is how we crystallize our desire into action, organizing ourselves. Having the thought and not acting on the thought isn't going to get us anywhere. We have the thought, we go through the organized planning to transform that thought into action. Step number 7 is decision. What Napoleon Hill said is the mastery of procrastination. Napoleon Hill said that the antidote to procrastination is simply to make a decision and then move on that decision. Step 8 is persistence. We have to have a sustained effort, which is induced by our faith, in order to achieve our goals. One of Napoleon Hill's books I love, even the title, 3 Feet from Gold. Those people who became rich during the gold rush in the Wild Wild West days didn't do that because they were necessarily smarter or had better information than anyone else. It's because they stayed just a little bit longer. Sometimes people left when they were just literally 3 feet from gold. So hanging in there, being persistent, is step number 8. Step number 9, the power of the mastermind, the driving force. None of us can accomplish anything on our own. Everybody, I don't care who you are, from the most prominent person to the person who might be considered the lowest on the totem pole, everybody has someone who helped them get to where they are. And the power of the mastermind is being able to use those influences around us. Use the thoughts, use the knowledge, use the exploration of other people to help us in achieving our goal. Step number 10, the mystery of sex transmutation. This title can be a little confusing, but essentially what the mystery of sex transmutation means is that we oftentimes in our society think of sex as being purely physical. It is absolutely physical, but what Napoleon Hill teaches us is that sex also has an emotional element, and that sex is the strongest of our desires. That if we can take our sexual energy, transform that into positive, creative influences, it can propel us to new heights. And so we spend quite a bit of time talking about the mystery of step 10, which is sex transmutation. Step number 11 is the subconscious mind, which Napoleon Hill tells us is the connecting leap between our human mind and the infinite intelligence, the source of all thought, the source of all creativity. Conscious mind, we spent some time talking about how we use that through the influence of autosuggestion and what we're feeding into our mind. Step number 12, which is the brain, the broadcasting and receiving station of thought. Final step number 13, the sixth sense, the door to the temple of wisdom. This is the final step through which infinite intelligence may and will communicate voluntarily without any effort from or demands by the individual. The principle is the apex of the philosophy. It can be assimilated, understood, and applied only by first mastering the other 12 principles.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back. And always helpful to hear all 13 steps of the Think and Grow Rich success process or formula. Really, really important. And if you don't have a copy of that book, I would absolutely encourage you to carve out space on your reading list or on your bookshelf. This book is a must-have. And then lastly, want to encourage you to call in. We definitely want this to be a conversation. You can join that conversation by dialing 661-554-8255. 6619219. Again, that's 6615549219. And then if you hit 1 on your phone, you can be connected directly into this conversation with our guests and with our co-hosts. And today we are really, really excited to be speaking with Gail Say. And Gail has worked at the Miami International Airport as the assistant to the HR director and finance director. She retired in 2013 and started her own business with a family friend called Jambalaya Media Group, Inc., and Community Benefits Management Group, LLC. Those companies provided marketing, branding services, and community engagements for individuals, products, and projects. She is the current founder of GPS Network Solutions, LLC, where she works with large corporations and celebrities. And the list of celebrities are, they're really, really impressive. So you would absolutely be in good hands and in good company. She's also working on a book and is passionate about building up professional women. So Gail, thank you for taking time out of your very full life and agenda to talk with us, and would really like for you to tell the audience a little bit more about your story, and specifically with you being one of the founding members of the International Mastermind Association, maybe even before it was called the International Mastermind Association. Would love to hear about your journey there. I understand that you left the association and you've come back. So what was that journey like? Why would you leave? Why did you come back? And how is it going for you?
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me here. I thank you all so much. It's a pleasure to be here and to be a part of the call. Wanted to just let everybody know that this is an amazing move in my life. I met Ms. McNeil back probably in 1997. I met her at church, and I was the praise and worship leader for one of the largest churches that was in the Miami area, still is now today, called New Birth Baptist Church. And this woman walked up to me one Sunday. I lead the body into praise and worship. Everybody is, you know, blessing the Lord. And all of a sudden after church, this woman walks up to me and tells me, oh, you're a blessing, blah, 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 blah. I have a book that I want you to read, and it's called Think and Grow Rich. And I was like, okay. And so we had a little conversation about it, and she said, I want you to get the book. And I told her, okay, I would get the book. Of course, I didn't get the book right away, so she came to me the next week. And she said the same thing. I'm just checking with you to see if you got the book. And I was like, no, I didn't get the book, but I'm going to get the book. I promise you I'm going to get the book. So me, I said, I cannot have this woman coming up to me the next week asking me if I have this book, and I didn't get it. I will not. So I went and purchased the book, and that began my journey with masterminding. We started with just a few women from the church, a few of our friends that we invited to her house. We would meet every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. We would bring little snacks so that we could stay and go over our goal settings and read the chapters and go over each chapter, give our aha moments. And we began to grow in leaps and bounds because I had always knew that there was something in me that wanted to do more than work for people. As a matter of fact, at my church, everybody knew that I was going to be the millionaire because that was what I was saying out of my mouth before I even knew a Napoleon Hill or the power of speaking things into existence. The only part that I didn't have was the plan on how to get to that level. I spoke it. I spoke certain things that I wanted into existence, and those things started to happen for me. Once I joined the group with Ms. McNeil, things as simple as the kind of car that I wanted to drive, the where I wanted to live, The simple things is, you know, you wanting to start a little business or whatever. My little business was a network marketing company where I jumped like three or four positions in one night because I signed up my church as a part of this network marketing company, and I just had successes using the principles from Think and Grow Rich. We began to grow the group. We began to move to each other's houses. Everybody would host a meeting. We would come 7 a.m. in the morning, and some days it would get so good for the meetings, we wouldn't leave the meeting until about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So we basically spent our whole afternoon just excited about the information, excited about what was going on in each other's lives, and just excited about the just what God was doing for us at that time. So that went on for several years. We continued that. It was consistent. At the church, we started the investment group because as a part of doing the book work, there's a financial area. Well, we wanted to grow in our finances as a group, so we started an investment group with Better Investing. We wanted to get more information about stock market and so forth. So we created a huge investment group, and we brought it to the church, and the church was a part of our investment group. So all of that came from the mastermind group that we started back in the early 90s. We did a lot of progressive things that we wouldn't have known if we would not have opened the book, Think and Grow Rich, to allow our minds to just really be expanded to go to the next level of learning and getting information and knowledge and putting that knowledge, applying it to our lives and being consistent, holding each other accountable. And it got to the point, it was so serious with us, if a person would put some goals down and they would come to the meeting and say, oh, I didn't do it this week, oh, I didn't do it this week. After the third week, we were like, listen, don't come back if you have not completed your goals, because we were so serious about what we were doing. And because of that, all of our women have excelled. That was in the group. Everybody have met goals. They have accomplished some major things. And we went on just going about our daily life. And I come from a family of, my mother had 12 kids. It was 6 girls and 6 boys. Coming from a large family, you know, you have your trials, your tribulations, your ups and your downs. And I was always the sister that was there to support people. And I felt like I was the oldest. I was really not. I was what you call the knee baby, the 10th child. And they would always come to me because I was always on cutting edge getting information. But all of the majority of the information that I received, it came once I opened up myself to read Think and Grow Rich. And that opened up my capacity to reading other books like Acres of Diamonds, The Millionaire Next Door. I have so many books from being a part of this mastermind group. When people come into my house, they look at all of my books that I have, you know, I have not read all of the books, but the majority of them we had to as a part of this group. So the more information you put on the inside of you, you are growing. And it was really up to us to apply the principles of the books that we read, the information that we read. We read a proverb every day. It's 31 days in the month. The group's goal was every day we're going to read a proverb. We would read that proverb every day, and when you start living your life according to positive principles and things that you know are going to change your life, the trajectory of the way you're thinking and the way you're moving, you have no reason except to grow. So life happens. I come back up to 2013. I've worked all these different jobs, worked with these administrators, worked with Miami International Airport. We made billions of dollars. I mean, I've been around Standard & Poor's, Bondsmen, just doing all kind of work, just making things happen. One of the biggest airports in the world, we're working a part of that. I mean, our budget was bigger than Miami-Dade County's budget. My boss was the the finance director, and we did so many things. And I brought the same principles to the job. As a matter of fact, one of my coworkers, Tanya Jackson, she saw what I was doing. She actually, I want to be a part of the group. She actually joined the group because of the information that I was giving her, and it intrigued her and it pulled her in. And now she is doing some amazing things because of masterminding. So once you start doing it, people look at you differently. They see something in you, and you start attracting those people who want the same things you want. And so the power of the law of attraction began to come into play. Come on up to 2013, I got a call. My mother, she was 94. She was suffering with Alzheimer's, and my sister from Atlanta was taking care of my mom. I got a call that my sister that was taking care of my mom, she had a stroke. And so when I got that call on Friday, I could not go back to work on Monday because my mother needed my assistance and my sister needed my help. And I was the only daughter at the time that was not married, that was not committed, that was not doing anything. So I was like, I don't have any kids. I'll be able to stay home and take care of my mom. And so doing that process, well, let me go back a little bit. A couple of years before that, when you think everything is going well, you stop doing what you know to do because you just start allowing life to get in your way. And some things you allow it to not keep you on the certain path that you know you should be on. So I stopped masterminding for a moment. Then the situation with my mom came up. I had to retire. So when I retired, I started my own business with a family friend, which is Jambalaya Media Group. Well, we had great success the first 2 or 3 years. Our first contract was a $500,000 contract with Bacardi doing Art Basel here in Miami, which was amazing. And sometimes you get that support in the beginning and you think, oh, wow, this is going to be great, only to find out that that was just a situation that happened that God allowed to happen, but you don't have those successes all the time in your own business. You have to keep chasing contracts, keep moving, and keep trying to make money and so forth. And so then we kind of created another company. It was called Community Benefits Management Group, and that was doing community engagement, doing community benefits for the county, for the city of Miami, the city of Miami Gardens, different places like that. And after doing that for the last 5 years, I called Ann McNeil in regards to the mastermind group, and she told me, oh, I am about to start a new group. I want you to be a part of it. And to me, it was God ordained because I was in a place in my life where I knew it was more for me, and I have experienced it because I've masterminded before. I know the success of it. I just needed that network of people to focus again, that you need to have a group of two or more to keep you accountable. So I know I knew I had to come back into the accountability process and doing the principles because that's where the power came in. And it's like Ann talked about with the batteries. I unplugged myself from the source that I knew that the power was coming from being a part of the group. But as soon as I plugged back in, which was maybe a month or two now, started back masterminding, created a new group, things are happening in my life, opening up a new level of business mindset. People are coming into my path. Things are changing. I'm excited because I know in life happens to all of us. We all have a situation. Some of us can stay on that path and beat it down and continue to do it, but some of us get off the path. And I just really want to encourage whoever's on this call, if you have gone through some changes, my mom did, she passed. My sister, she's still struggling. As a matter of fact, she has a surgery on Monday, but I have an open and a newfound revelation for this mastermind group. It brings the energy and the power that you need to be consistent, to go forward, and to be all that you want to be. to do all that you want to do, to be the person that you know that you were created to be with the right information. And Think and Grow Rich and Masterminding gives you the tools that you need to become the person that you want to be.
Boy, talk about some amen moments. Oh my Lord, there's just, I hope everyone is getting as much out of this conversation as I am. I'm taking notes, and my notepad is, I had to go to, I used up the notepad I was working with. I had to go to a different notepad. There were just so many jewels here. Thank you so much. I got to share one that I just wrote down. The one when you said that that once you achieve success, we have a tendency to stop doing what's working. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. As my pastor used to say, if you can't say amen, you should at least say ouch. That one was all over me. So thank you for that. We're going to go to a brief commercial, but when we come back, we're going to bring in my co-hosts because they've got incredible questions to ask to continue this conversation. And I want to give our audience members an opportunity to call in to be part of this conversation. You don't want to just sit back and let this wisdom wash over you. You actually want to get into the water and bathe, and it takes some swim strokes in this because this is an incredible guest and an incredible topic. You can join the conversation by dialing 661-554-9219. And if you hit number one on your phone, you'll be added to the conversation and you'll be able to ask questions and just kind of converse with our co-hosts and our guests. So let's go to a commercial break and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Well, welcome back. We have been talking with Gail Say, and if you missed the first part of this show, the first part of this conversation, you absolutely need to hear the replay because this has been an amazing investment in my life just listening to her and being on this conversation with her. So I do hope you will join the conversation as you heard earlier, by dialing 661-554-9219 and then hitting 1. But at this point, I'd love to bring in my co-host, Ms. Ann McNeil. You have been such an inspiration to so many people around this process, and to have someone on the line that knew you and knew this process well before it became the International Mastermind Association is a rare treat. What questions do you have for Ms. Say?
Wait a minute. Hold up. Just drop the mic. I have to confess. First of all, Gail touched on everything, and she put a finger in my sore, okay? Because when she talked about people that come every week and didn't have that goal, that was me. When she talked about, we're going to tell you to come back until you do what you said you're going to do, that was me. And so that's my point. My story was, and you've heard me talked about it, Gail just confirmed it. For me, And I just think about this, the power of accountability. I would not be the first black female contractor in the state of Florida if it had not been for Yale Say and LaWanda Scott and now Dr. Mia Merritt and Tanya Jackson that she's talked about and all those women who told me week after week after week, no, we're not taking your excuses. And I remember LaWanda saying, no, go take a class or something. And so I'm saying that to really just say thank you, Gail, for your commitment and being there for me and for all of us as masterminders. Gail is what this thing looks like in the flesh. So, Gail, my question to you is, what's next for you? Can you share with us as a masterminder and now as a person with a new mind, if you will, what's next for you? Because this concept, we talked before, is not a destination. It's a journey, and life happens. Yes. So what's next for you, Gail?
Yes, my next step in is to create a platform for professional women and women who just know that there's something on the inside of them. Maybe you don't have time to do a lot of stuff all the time, but I have a book that I'm writing, and it's called Today. And the basis of that book is to take the same principles. If you did one thing every day consistently in the 10 areas that were mentioned for masterminding that we cover, if we just did one thing today, how much further will we be next week? So my book today, it talks about the things that happen in life. They're going to happen anyway. However, today I am going to do XYZ for my family. Today I am going to do XYZ for my health. Today I am going to do XYZ for my business. Today I am going to do, and you don't have to do a lot of things, but whatever you're consistent with. And sometimes people, they put so many goals down to you don't even accomplish them. So my today is talking to people, telling them you have the power to do one thing right every day. If that one thing is when my husband come home, hug him and tell him I love him. How many people do that with their families? Tell them every day that I love them. How would that change your relationship? If you just saved the change every day, that you use when you went to lunch, that you go to lunch, you buy your lunch. If I just save the change today, by the end of the year, how much more money would you have? So there are simple things that we can do on a daily basis. And then once you get past that one thing, you can increase it to do many things. But it's still in the same vein as the Mastermind Network, but I start people off right where they are with doing that one thing. And it's called Today. And whatever your today is, you need to do it today and be consistent in it. And so that's what I'm doing, and I'm putting that together. And it's going to be a workbook so that you could basically chart what you're doing every day, and at the end of the month, you find out what did you do for the last 30 days, and you talk to yourself, well, how did it encourage me? How did it build me up? How did I save more? How was my family better? Brought together more because of the things that I did. So you do an accountability on yourself on a monthly basis. And by the end of the year, you have grown by leaps and bounds by just doing one thing a day.
Wow. Well, I can tell you, you've already sold one book because I'm definitely buying the first copy.
Well, thank you.
I can absolutely use that. Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. And you've actually filled up another page of my new notebook, so I don't know how much more I can write here. Ursula Odom, I know that Gail is speaking your language just from the conversations I've had with you over the past several months, so come on into the conversation.
Okay, talking about speaking the language, I am about to do something really bad. I am going to be the devil's advocate to an elder. Lord, help me. But, Gail, you said that you quit. And I know that based on what you said, it makes sense to me, really. But for the person that says masterminding doesn't work because you quit, how does that make you feel? And what did you find about people that say that?
Okay, could you repeat that? I didn't hear the last part of your question. How did it make me feel?
How did that make you feel when you hear somebody say that? And what have you found to be true in a conversation like that?
Well, when people talk about quitting, normally there's something that's inside of them that's not giving them the drive to go forward. And in my case, it was the power of being around like-minded people. It is so important to position yourself around like-minded people if you don't have what's on the inside, that burning desire to keep it going. So you have to really, and life things happen. Sometimes life happens so much. I mean, my mother, just to sit there and watch a vibrant woman who had 12 kids, she took care of the neighborhood. She was doing so much. I've never seen my mother cry because she was so strong. My mother married her second husband with 11 children, and she was a strong woman. But for me to look at her and watch her die before my eyes, you know, her body just deteriorate, it did something to me. And I stopped a lot of things for a moment because life happened, and I was like, wow. But I don't think I know if I would have been connected to a mastermind group, it would have propelled me to continue and to move forward because my sisters would have been calling me. They would have been encouraging me. They would have been doing things to make me stay on task, keeping me accountable to what was going on. I didn't have that at the time because I disconnected myself from the power source. I would tell people, if you're in that situation and you give up, get back on track immediately as soon as you can. It is never too late. It is never too late to get started again. You can start right where you left off, or you can begin again. It's okay. But when you come back, just come back knowing that what happened before, you're not going to allow it to happen again because you're going to continue to stay connected now regardless because you know what happens when you disconnect from things that are really working. And it's just like a real light bulb. When a light bulb disconnects from the power source, it goes dark. And, you know, when you know you're in a positive place where you're masterminding and you're doing things that work, when you disconnect from the power source, it's a dark place because you're not doing what you know that you could do to become great, the person that you want to be. So when you find yourself, come on back. Don't beat yourself up. When Ann called me, I came back immediately because I knew I needed that in my life. I needed that light in my life. I needed that path to take me to another level where I know I should be. And things happen. It can propel you to go even further. Sometimes God has to pull you back like a rubber band to propel you forward to go where you have to go. Now I have a story for people who quit. You can always get back on the saddle and ride that horse to the end. You don't have to just stop. That's not the end of your story. It's just a period. So I just kind of and tell people, you got to keep moving. You got to keep going. Get back on the saddle.
That was amazing. You actually made me feel like coming out of the darkness onto that horse, riding off into the sunset. But I mean, because it works. And you made me feel that way.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Just more amen moments for me. Just more mic drop moments. And you know what? I'm not going to even take notes anymore. I think I'm just going to download this podcast and put this in my car on auto repeat because this is such a powerful conversation. We're going to go to another very brief commercial. And then when we come back, want to hear from Ms. Ann McNeil as she talks about the annual meeting, the International Mastermind annual meeting. And from there, we will move into into the ahas, the jewels, the key concepts that we've taken from this conversation with Ms. Gail Say. So this has been amazing. Let's hear a brief commercial, and then we'll hear from Ms. Ann McNeil.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Welcome back, and we have been having a master class in the mastermind process, listening to and talking with Ms. Gail Say. This has been absolutely amazing, and Ms. Say gives a lot of credit to her passion for the mastermind process to her connection with Ms. Ann McNeil. So, Ms. Ann, please come back in and share with us what this annual meeting is all about. It's kind of a different concept. It's not a speaker conference. It's not a convention. What is this annual meeting, and how can folks get involved?
Well, Galen, for once, I'd like to tag team my response with Gail, because Gail and I, and those with 10 of us to start this, we started this idea of having weekly goals, monthly goals, annual goals, and then we threw it out and we said, what about setting goals for 5 years in the future? And so we had annual goals, and we came together for the very first time with the Marriott. Gail, we talked about this a little bit earlier. And
right.
We had a little meeting. It was just only 10 of us, and we were around, you know, I remember my grandson actually was just born, and he just turned 20. Wow, Gail. Because Mel was sitting at the table with us. Malachi was just born. He was only 6 months old, and I had him in my arms as we sat there at the Marriott and talked about our annual goals. And, Galen, that's how this started with just coming together. And like Gail said, being accountable, she started walking through the different areas of our lives. And then we moved from that. We outgrew that little room. And, Gail, remember we went to the – I don't remember the guy's name, the chef. And then we started inviting friends.
Yes.
Right? And then and then we went to each other's home. And I remember being in I forget her name. She lived in Pembroke Pines. And we had about 50, 60 people in her house. Yolanda English, home.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the last one, we had about 90 people in my house. And that's when we knew we needed to take this to a hotel. And we started going to the Embassy Suites. And so, Gail, as we wrap this up, because I'm always talking about the annual meeting, can you give your comments to go to Galen's question about the annual meeting and why is it important, and what is it really about?
I think it is important because, you know, sometimes we just need to hear what other people are doing to give us that spark to do what we have to do. It gives you a bird's eye view, number one, of what you've done for the year, and you can report that to people. And listen, it doesn't matter if it's one or two things, three or four, five or six, but when you hear of everybody, when you're in a room of people and all of that energy, like from the battery, when you get all of those power sources together and everybody is speaking the same language, they're filling the atmosphere with excitement. I mean, it is just amazing to be around that kind of atmosphere where people are talking the same talk, their mindset are in the same direction. And I mean, it is just amazing. You have to be there to experience it. It is almost like a balm. bomb going off of positivity. And then for those who don't know, you get to meet people that you haven't met before. You hear the goals and how they're moving. Some people, you see how they're going through college and things that they thought they could not do, to see them with their accomplishments. It just gives you that hope, knowing that if they did it, I can do it too. Because they're just people like you and I that are doing something consistently. And just the accountability, just just having someone there to pat you on the back, the energy is amazing. So I just ask everybody, if it's something that you can do, just to experience it one time, I guarantee you, if you experience that one time, you'll be back ongoing. It'll be a part of something that you do for the rest of your life.
Well, fantastic.
I just want to back up. Galen, I'm sorry, Galen.
Yeah, I was just going to ask.
I was on mute. Forgive me.
No, I was just going to ask.
Yeah, I just want to wrap up.
I was just going to ask. I was just going to ask you, Ms. Ann, if you want to share any key ahas from this conversation.
Yes, I do, but I want to go back to Gail's point she made about people in college. We just had one of our founders, Nefreda Thomas, who had on her goals over 20 years to finish college. Not only did she, in the last couple of years, finish college, but she also got her master's and is talking about possibly going on and getting her PhD. Now, I say that to go to Gail's point. This is not a sprint. It's a long-distance race. So when you ask me if there's anything that my aha from what Gail said, I really have to go back to myself. And the aha for me is when she reminded me, while talking to all of us, about where I was as one of those people who kept coming back talking about wish it would have, could, and I didn't. And I'm going to do this. I'm starting this construction company. Not realizing that if I break it down, and that's what they forced me to do, I had to break it down into the steps I needed to take. And Gail and that group of women, I suggest, is one of the reasons why today I am so adamant about not taking excuses from anybody, and I mean anybody. So as I help people mastermind, as I start mastermind groups, this foundation that we're discussing is changing lives. So that's my aha from what Gail said about just being consistent and not taking excuses from people when they claim they want to be accountable. And that's it for me, Galen. Thank you.
Well, fantastic. Well, that definitely does add a lot of clarity to what you are suggesting that you're here to do when you have accountability. So thank you for that. Ms. Odom, Ursula, what's your key aha from this incredible conversation with Ms. Gail say?
When Gail started talking about how she felt when she unplugged and the light went off, and if she had stayed plugged in, then it would have gotten her through that, because a little bit easier, because she would have had the support system. It helped me understand, I guess, a character situation with me that now I'm going to go introspective about it later. But when I am in a tragic situation, I tend to be more productive than any other time, because I've become totally focused, because I refuse to let any bad situation get me down. So I focus on the things that need to be done, that I can do, that I have some control over, and then do what I have to do, whatever that happens to be, in spite of how bad I'm supposed to or am feeling about it. So there has to be a balance, because, you know, I got to use that energy and that focus in good times as opposed to bad times. But it was quite a moment for me thinking about the difference there and what we tend to do in tragic times. And that's it for me.
Well, that's a great takeaway. And I'll say for me, Gail, this Ms. Gail, this has been an incredible conversation. I'll tell you, one of the things that I took from everything that you shared is that there really is a courage that's required, and not as much courage as people think, but there is a degree of courage that's required for you to respond and act on that small voice that's telling you what you need to do. And, you know, depending upon where you're from, you might call that small voice the Holy Spirit. You might call it intuition. You might call it a higher power. But I believe, and I'm convinced after hearing you, that we always know, or there are people in our lives that share with us what we need to do in order to live our best life. But we have to have the courage to take that first step. And I want to thank you for relighting the pilot in me to take that first step, to go down the path that I believe I was designed to become. So thank you for that. I would love for you to share any final thoughts that you might have about this topic, about your journey, and then also in there, if you can share any contact information so that anyone wanting to get in touch with you to use GPS networking services or just have a conversation with you, they would know how to get a hold of you. I'd love for you to share that with our audience.
Yes, I would just like to encourage everybody, if you are on this journey of masterminding, don't allow anything to stop you from going in the direction that you want to go in with this mastermind group. It is a life journey. You can't ever quit. Continue to surround yourself around like-minded people. And I keep coming to the battery source that she talks about, that Ann talked about earlier. As long as you're plugged into the right source, you have the power, which is what the chapter is about, to be around the right people to keep you energized to do what it is that you need to do. If anyone needs to contact me about anything, you can reach me at my email. It's G as in Gail, P as in Priscilla, S as in Sam, EAY31@gmail.com. You can reach me again at GPSEAY31@gmail.com. Send me an email and I will converse with you, give you whatever information you need, as well as let you know when the Today series will be out. I would be excited about coming to your city, talking to a group of women or people in reference to what you can do today to make your tomorrow a much brighter day. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I can't think of a better guest, a better conversation to have on the show. And I want to leave the audience with this, and this is directly coming from what I've taken from this conversation with Gail Say. You can't get more out of your life than what you're willing to put into your life. Anything otherwise would defy the laws of physics. And so I can't think of a better investment than to get a copy of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Not only read the book, but invest into making that part of your life so that you can get out of your life what you were designed to be and what you were designed to have. So with that, Thank you. This is Galen Bingham, the Leadership Strategist. Thank you for joining the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.